USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After saying they were not anticipating more variants, the White House says they're now preparing for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 to continue spreading rapidly. During a briefing, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says there is a significant rise in new COVID cases due to the rapidly spreading variant.
The current seven-day daily average of cases is about 149,300 cases per day, an increase of about 25% over the previous week.
A Democratic-led House Oversight Committee wants to know what happened at the AstroWorld concert that claimed the lives of 10 people. Congress is launching an investigation focusing on Live Nation's role in the planning and safety of the November event, the committee requesting information from the entertainment company by early January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. During her daily press briefing, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki is addressing reports from the Secret Service that nearly $100 billion was stolen from COVID-19 relief programs.
What happened is there was just an adding up of two old IG reports of well-known challenges at small business loans in states getting out UI payments in 2020. And there's been a lot of reporting, I know, from the Associated Press and others about issues with some of those earlier programs.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 261 points to close at 35,754. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is making an announcement regarding prison inmates.
Merrick Garland's Justice Department announced Tuesday that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons is no longer required to re-imprison federal inmates who were released to home confinement during the pandemic. Mr. Garland said in a statement, "Thousands of people on home confinement have reconnected with their families, have found gainful employment, and have followed the rules." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio honored Senate Majority Leader New York Democrat Chuck Schumer by giving him a ceremonial key to the city. The two New York leaders also discussed a Democratic-led social spending package and other efforts going on in the Senate. Schumer mentioning one problem around the country Senate Democrats are fighting to stop.
Taking away people's voting rights, redrawing the lines of the legislature in a jaundiced, political, and sometimes bigoted way. And we're going to move on that. That may mean we may have to change the rules because we won't get any support from the other side, but we're doing it.
Republicans argue these election reform bills that have been passed in many states will ensure election security. Amazon is experiencing its third online service outage this month. Work management tool Slack and the Epic Games Store are down for some users. The company confirming the outages and saying that they're working to fix the issues. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.